If the Holy One, blessed be He, had not taken us out of Egypt, we and our children and our grandchildren would still be enslaved to Pharaoh in Egypt. This is what we're going to say tonight in the Haggadah. And everyone understands the obvious question. We would still be enslaved to Pharaoh in Egypt. Egypt hasn't been a thing for a couple of millennia. There hasn't been a Pharaoh in thousands of years. So there are many answers given to this, but the Lubavitcher Rebbe says the most obvious, but yet the most deepest answer is that's because God did take us out of Egypt. The whole reason there's no longer an Egyptian empire is because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's because of the fact that God did the Exodus. That is why there's no Egyptian empire any longer. The Jewish people believe that history is the outstretched hand of God. And the fact that historically the Egyptian empire came to a demise is because of the miracles that happened on Passover. And that's what we're saying in the Haggadah. If God didn't take us out, the Egyptian empire would still be around and we'd still literally would be slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt. Literally. That's our belief. This night did change the course of world history and we became a free and eventually ruling nation. But there's a more practical, pragmatic teaching from the Satmar Rav, from Rabbi Eilish, that the Satmar Rav explains we always call the Exodus from Egypt Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, grammatically, if you want to say the leaving from Egypt, you should say in Hebrew Yetzia Mimitzrayim. That means leaving from Egypt. Yetzias Mitzrayim literally means the leaving of Egypt. That Egypt is the one that's leaving. Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Satmar Rav said, because the greatest miracle is not that geographically we left Egypt, but the greatest miracle is that God allowed and helped us that Egypt should leave us. Because, you know, there's a famous phrase which has a lot of different ways of saying it. You could take the girl out of Brooklyn, but you can't take the Brooklyn out of the girl. You could take the Hungarian out of the kitchen, but you can't take the kitchen out of the Hungarian. Lots of different nuschos, different nuschos of how to say it exactly. But, you know, you could take a nation out of Egypt. But who says you could take an Egypt out of the nation? Who says a nation that's been exposed to so much trauma, so much horror, so much negative influence? How do you take the Egypt out of us? And that's what the Torah says, Oy hanisa lekim lover lekachas legoy mikerev goy, as it says in Veschanan, that Hashem took a nation out of a nation, and the Satmar Rav says it doesn't mean He took us out of Egypt. The lekachas legoy mikerev goy means He took the Mitzrayim, the nation of Egypt, out of our kishkas mikerev goy. He took the Egypt out of us. That's the biggest miracle of the Exodus. That a Jew is able to transcend all the horrors, all the trauma, physical and spiritual, that we've endured as a nation. We're still the Jewish people are able to have Yetzias Mitzrayim to get the Egypt out of us. Like the famous Maharal says in Gvuras Hashem, that seemingly why throughout history, in the worst, most darkest times, we were still celebrating Pesach. Jews were celebrating Pesach in the pogroms, and they were celebrating Pesach in the concentration camps, during the Inquisition and in the darkest places. Why, the Maharal says, why? The answer is because Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just a geographical thing. It's an essential existential state that God gave us the ability, no matter what we go through, that we could take the Egypt out of us. And based on what the Satmar Rav is saying and the Maharal is saying, we understand that that's what the Haggadah means. If God hadn't taken us out of Egypt with the miraculous Yetzias Mitzrayim, and like the Maharal said, made us essentially B'nai Chayrin, that we essentially are free people, we have the freedom of being able to rise up and take out from us everything we've been through. We might not geographically be still enslaved, but we would still be enslaved to Pharaoh in Egypt. We would have the Egypt and the Pharaoh inside of us to which we'd be enslaved. And we have to know this rule, this Pesach, that the deepest bondage is not to any external force. The deepest, most terrible bondage is to the Pharaoh in Egypt that we have inside of us. We could always overcome, and we have always overcome, any antagonism, any challenge, as long as we were able to have Yetzias Mitzrayim from us, that we could take the Egypt out of us. May we take that power from the saying of the story of the Exodus, and from the eating of the matzah and the maror and the drinking of the four cups. May we take this ability that God gave us thousands of years ago, and we've always had throughout the generations. And even today in 2018, we could still tap into this power of the ability to have Yetzias Mitzrayim, to take the Egypt out of us. May we learn how to do it this Pesach, and in that merit, take the gullus, the exile out of us, and thereby see Mashiach Tzidkei. Rabbeinu and be able to bring the Korban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash, a good yontiv, a good yontiv.